So, hello.
My name is Heba Jamal, and right now we are at the National Coalition of School Diversity at New York City, New York. It's October 20th, 2017, and I'm here sitting with fellow advocates.
Hey, my name is Matt. I'm here with Heba as well, and we have another advocate.
Thanks, Matt. My name is Karen, and we're here to talk about integration and the importance thereof.
Okay, so this one is...
This is a question for Heba, and this question is, what advice would you give someone fighting for integration?
Okay, so integration... Just before I kind of answer the question, is something that, you know, isn't needed to happen, right? School segregation was intentional, therefore integration has to be intentional. And understanding the impact, the importance, and the effects of school integration really pushed me personally to continue with the work. I am a student advocate at Integrate New York City, and I'm a youth policy fellow at New York Appleseed, so... You know, a large majority of my time is thinking about the ideas of school segregation and school integration, what you can combat, et cetera, and it's absolutely exhausting. And a lot of the times you have to get used to disappointment. You have to get used to, you know, the hardships that come along with the work. And a lot of the times people will not get it, right? How are you supposed to explain to someone that their persistence on, you know, private education, their persistence on divestment away from public schooling actually leads to more segregation in this country and less opportunities for Black and Brown folks? So how are you supposed to just tell people something so obvious to you that this is wrong? So my advice for anyone in policy field that wants to get into school integration advocacy work is have students be at the forefront of the movement. When you have students there, you know, usually when you're in meetings, you have a lot of people refuting you with points and data and facts. And, you know, it's hard to refute someone when they start talking about their own personal experiences and narratives. And what better way to express, you know, the movement, you know, what better way than to display and showcase how students are affected by the problem. You can't refute narratives and experience with facts and data and statistics, right? But you just listen to them. So that would be my advice for adults. But for students specifically, to continue the work, I really want you to understand that, really reflect on your personal experience honestly and genuinely, and put yourself now, like if you're a college student, for instance, I'm a freshman in college, put yourself back in high school, all the experience that you felt, and, you know, the drive that you have should be for, you know, should be to help other people. And it's the most rewarding, it's very extremely hard, but it's the most rewarding endeavors that I have ever been on. So this question is for Matt. So you are also an advocate for school integration. And I'm going to ask you whether there were moments you just wanted to quit, and if so, what made you keep going?
Well, that answer is kind of obvious. Everybody wants to quit in life when something gets hard. As talking about school integration, you said earlier that that is really hard. That people will deny with, like, a lot of different answers, a lot of perspectives, and, like, just changing the school system is really hard, and there's, like, a lot of statistics and different stories, so we can, it's just hard to get one outcome, and when, to get a lot of people to agree on one solution. So I get, like, very stressful, and when I get very stressful, I just want to stop doing everything and just start, like, quitting everything, and I wanted to stop doing this work. But the thing that changes my mind is the things that I've done. Like, I've spoken to kids in front of the City Hall steps, and that's, like, a moment that anybody would die for. like just to speak in front of like 100 people and speak your heart out is like really amazing. And you have to remember that you are changing everybody's life, the next generation's life, and the next one after that. So it's just, this work is so hard, and it's always, everything's gonna be hard. And if you have passion, and if you know you want one outcome, then you will fight for that and never give up.
Okay.
All right, a question that I have for Karen.
So Matt, I actually can just add on to that about feeling like you want to quit and like what is it that motivates me to keep going. Much like you said, I really think about legacy and like what we're leaving behind and the reason and the cause for the work. There definitely are people who are really committed and they are consistent in terms of creating segregation. People have had a long-standing commitment to oppression. We've seen that. It's like one group of people dies off, you replace them with another group of people, like you free slaves, you do Jim Crow. Like, you know, I mean, people have a very creative and consistent commitment to segregation. And so we're gonna have to have a really creative and consistent commitment to integration. And when I think about the importance of this work, I think about my children who are beneficiaries of the Sheff versus O'Neill case in Connecticut, which was a school desegregation case that sought to reduce racial and economic isolation for students in the city of Hartford. I think about how true education is not necessarily just achievement data. In Connecticut, we have a lot of schools that, not a lot, but we have quite a few schools, charter schools in particular, that are segregated schools, but they're very high achieving. And I had a conversation the other day about just how everything that matters can't be measured, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that my children, because they were in integrated school settings, quality integrated school settings, that they're going to be able to converse across lines, and that's going to be able to take them places. And not just talking about like climbing the socioeconomic ladder, but you're talking about quality of life and like an ability to connect and like true multiculturalism and being multilingual. It's not just about being able to speak other language specifically, but being able to understand other perspectives. So when I think about the relevance of this work and our current political context and the things that we're facing nationally, I just know that I want for my future leaders to be leaders who have diverse perspectives and who have gained those diverse perspectives through their interaction with other people. When my children interact with police and government and authority later on, I would much rather those people be people who have had experiences with folks who are different from them. And I want for my children to be people who have experiences that are different from the ones that they came up in. My daughter has friends from across the region. Some of her best friends are Hawaiian, Peruvian. And it really just changes what she even thinks is possible for herself. It really broadens her perspective in terms of quality of life. And I know that those students feel the same way when they get to come into Hartford and get to interact with us and interact with our family. So I really think that the future is integrated. I think that any future that we're talking about, collective power and shared power, is going to be integrated. So that's why I center this work and the importance of it.
So just to, like, just briefly to kind of go about, like, your points about the importance of being in a room with different people. You know, I'm a freshman in college. I go to City College. And I was going to go to an unnamed, like, really prestigious private school in the city that wasn't as diverse. And, you know, in the middle, I was just like, why would I want to pay so much money to replicate my high school experience and the feeling of isolation and seclusion? Yes, they have amazing educational programs, but I've always learned more in diverse settings, way more than I've ever learned in this prestigious high school that I attended, you know, middle of Times Square, 8-floor story building, like, and it was through Integrate, actually, that I really understand and realize this. I mean, I had students that, you know, the reason why I didn't quit is because I just realized how many impactful, inspirational students I was surrounded with, and the fact that that could be replicated across the country was something really meaningful to me, and it's essentially the reason why I chose one of those diverse campuses in the country. So Yeah, diversity is important, people. We should integrate for sure.
That is from your fellow integration advocates. Thank you for hearing our voices, and have a nice day.
Peace out.